President Mills has assured the fishing community that government is always ready and willing to listen and work with them to enhance the sector. They should therefore bury their parochial and individual interests and allow that of the nation to be paramount. President Mills said this when he granted audience to the leadership of the fishing industry at the Kasulusu. He charged the Fisheries Commission to extensively and intensively educate the fisher folk on the fisheries regulations. We have on the line Seth Aya, our presidential correspondent, to tell us more. Hello, Seth. How many fishermen called on the president, and what was the tone of the meeting?
Well, Bessie, the various fisher associations called on President Mills at the castle to put before him some of the problems that they think are hampering the local fishing industry. They mentioned the issue of premix fuel, though they said, you know, over the years has been bedeviled with corrupt activities. Also, the implementation of LI, you know, 1969 to regulate the fishing industry, the use of light fishing, also the use of poisonous chemicals in fishing, licenses fees for trawlers, alternative livelihood for fisher folks. And also, they said that 3 million Ghanaians are employed in the fishing industry. And if nothing is done about it, a lot of people will be out of job. The meeting itself was open, frank. Was open and frank, as each of the leaders of the various associations was given the opportunity to put across, you know, the problems that confront them. And so, out of what I have outlined already, you know, basically they were hampering on those areas. And also, you know, the implementation of the legislative instrument is in force, and it's against use of light fishing, the use of poisonous chemicals, and other unapproved methods of fishing, including the use of specified, you know, type of nets. And so, according to them, you know, the fishing industry is going down because they are not getting fish to catch. And one member who said that he supports, because there's no scientific research to prove that the use of light in fishing is detrimental, because according to him, due to climate change and other pollution of the sea and other factors, the fish have run very deep into the sea.
Yes, and yes. And Seth, what answers were they given? What was their reaction to the answers to they received?
Yes, the Minister of Food and Agriculture, Kwesi Ahoy, said, yes, even though the concerns of the fisher folks, you know, were not input into the LI, and for that matter, punished them, but to ensure that the fishing industry is regulated such that there will be enough fish stock for the future generation. And he said that they also complain about the fine, especially when they are sent to court, you know, they are fined $250,000. This, they said, is on the high side. But the minister said the amount isn't there, as he said, to punish them, but then to serve as a deterrent so that when they go fishing, they will do the proper thing. He also took the opportunity, the minister, Kwesi Ahoy, took the opportunity to also apologize to the fisher folks. And also, Mercy, one interesting aspect of the meeting was the issue of the fish, of the premix fuel. And they said that, especially the president of the National Fishers Council, he talked about the fact that people are going around using the name of the president to extort money, you know, from the various premix fuel committees. And though the president categorically stated that no relative of his will ever do that, and that if anybody comes to any of the premix fuel committee that the president has sent him or is there to collect money in the name of the president or for the money to be given to the president, the person should be arrested on the spot, because the president told them that those they should do without looking back. They should go ahead, arrest them, and ensure that they are prosecuted.
Yes.
And no minister, no member of his family, the president has said he hasn't sent anybody, and he will never send anybody to come to them to collect any money whatsoever for their own parochial interest.
Yes. So, sir, the issue of pre-mixed fuel has been solved. Was there any mention about pair trawling by the fishermen, and what was the government's response?
Yes, it was as a result, you know, the law also deals with the issue of pair trawling. Yes, the issue, it was also one of the problems that they raised. And the government said that is why the law is there, to also check the pair trawling. About the issue, no, the issue of the premise for couldn't be solved at the castle. But then the point is that, well, the point was that when the government assumed office, the premise fuel was bedeviled with a lot of problems and corrupt activities. And that what the government has done is to give it back to the fisher folks. So now it is being managed by the fishermen themselves. So if there's any corrupt act or if there's any mismanagement, it is as a result of the parochial interest of the fishing members of the fisher folk or fishing community who are in charge of the premise, who are perpetrating those acts. And so now that was the explanation that was given.
Mm. So, sir, generally, were the fishermen happy with the responses they got to their questions?
Yes. Yes, it was obvious. But a couple of them that I spoke to were very happy, you know, to hear the president speaking categorically about their issue, was also happy with what the Minister of Food and Agriculture, Kwesi Ahoy, said, and the exchanges that took place. I mean, it was also obvious that there were individual, you know, positions that has brought about, you know, the positions that have brought about the conflict.
So,
but then the meeting, the hope is that they will go back, and as the minister has assured them, he's ever ready to meet them so that they will discuss all the issues to move the Ghana's fishing industry forward.
So on the whole, the meeting ended on a cordial note, you'd say?
Yes, yes, it ended on a cordial note. Everybody, you know, smiling, and the camaraderie was there for all. Everybody was satisfied.
Thanks.
And then, let me also say that President Mills also used the occasion to apologize or say sorry to those fishermen who were injured during the fracas with the police. And the President Mills said, well, it's unfortunate. But then that day he was ready to meet the leadership, but whatever happened, you know, he's very sorry for whatever happened, and that it will not occur again.
Thank you, Seth Aya, our presidential correspondent, briefing us on the president's meeting with the fishermen.